Good evening.
This is KD2 AIT. Net control for the Black River Lake Service Center. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Ranch Radio Philly Heater Office. 146.655 MHz. Apologize not for doing it the last couple nights. Got a little busy here after my vacation, so sorry about that. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is informal net. Most of the parties will check in with the route traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times to break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomer Ranch Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, September 15th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Marquee Center, 106 Star Street, Boomer, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerlarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echo Link stations wishing to check in?
KC2WI portable.
KA3TFB through the Echo Link system, and good evening to all.
Alright, there's two. We'll start with Pete up there. He's mobile. KC2WI. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, I'm portable at Big Otter Lake, camping. Took the canoe in, sent to the nice little campsite at the far end of the lake. Wore a couple holes in the canoe just about, so the canoe carrier didn't work right. I thought it was just on the wheel. Well, but the now, long story short, it was a different thing. In the way it's designed, the padding didn't quite keep it off the canoe, and about a mile and a half of bouncing, and I pretty much had holes in the canoe, but I patched it with duct tape, and it doesn't leak, so when I get back, I'll have to go over to Pete Hornbeck's there in Olmstedville and have him slap a little patch on the Kevlar, and it'll be fine. Already got a couple patches from years ago. But, like they said, I'm kind of a surprise, but absolutely not a bit of leaking. Duct tape on the inside and outside. I figure if I scraped across a rock or something, I'd pull the tape off and then it would leak, but it's fine. So it's really unfortunate, but I was more than halfway in, and I said, oh, well, I'm going to keep going. And I think it'll be all right. So I guess good thing I was prepared. Beautiful night. Stars are out. No moon. It maybe comes up later. I don't know. And I wish I could have been out here a few days ago when that full moon was out on a clear night. That would have been really cool. But pretty nice out. I've been wanting to do this for years, and we got this warm spell, so we figured we'd give it a shot. KC2WI.
Pete, well, you're coming in here pretty good. A little bit of bacon in the background, but not much. Sound good, and, well, you'll just have to keep a bucket in the canoe with you if you need it. And, well, good luck with the rest of the camping trip. It's definitely a good time to be out there, and you got some pretty nice weather. Maybe a little bit of rainy stuff here coming Thursday. I don't know how many days you're out there for, but the rest of the week looks good all the way into Labor Day, so, all right, well, thanks for checking in, Pete. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KA3TFB Echo Link. What's going on tonight?
KAD2AIT in the group. KA3TFB through the Echo Link system. Good evening to all. Well, we don't have holes in our boat, but it's dry here. They just announced it is going to be a beginning of a drought unless we get rain. Anybody have some rain? Ship it prime UPS Express here. We could use it. We've had our share of rain in the beginning part of the year, but now we're very dry, and grass is dying, and there's no grass cutting going on for a lot of people. It's all dry. Most of it dried up unless you're watering it. Let's see. It's 79 degrees here in Franklin Park Borough. Humidity 56% and rising. I have a question. I asked this question previously on the other net. Does anybody know the Wi-Fi EMF field? What normally that Wi-Fi would produce in an electromagnetic frequency, milliwatts, or whatever it produces, what the strength is on the transmit side? And that's my question for the evening. Hey, back to net control. I'm being second here. I tip my hat to everybody there. And, Jeff, thanks for being there. Best of the evening to everyone from Bill in Franklin Park Borough, Western Pennsylvania. Back to net control.
All right, Bill. I think Pete knows what that is. I'll let him jump in. Well, you might have jumped frequency to another net. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Pete knows the answer to that one, but maybe he's not in. If he comes back in later, he can teach you the answer to that one. I'm not really sure. But all right. Thanks for checking in there, and we'll put that one out there, and leave that one out there, and maybe other people can respond. All right. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KC2WI, I think I'm in the right spot.
KA2000.
Okay. We got a couple in there. Let me just jump back to Pete quick because it sounds like he's having a hard time getting in the right spot there. I know you want to answer that question. Go ahead.
I don't really understand if it's a spot or if it's my long antenna's got an intermittent in it. The Wi-Fi, most of them are low power, they're 100 milliwatts or something like that. Not very strong. You can probably look it up online for your particular wireless access point to see what it is. But they're usually not much power. And something like 100 milliwatts sticks in my mind, and some of the higher power ones might be 500 milliwatts. And of course, then there's some bridges and stuff that might be bigger, but fairly low power, KC2WI.
All right, thanks for the info there, Pete. Okay, let's move on to N2PFM. George, good evening, what's going on?
Well, good evening to you, Jeff, Pete, and Jack, and everybody else out there on the net. Temperature here is 68 degrees after a temperature range today of 62 to 82. And we didn't have that much. We had a few periods of sunshine, but not much anyway, that's for sure. Anyway, we didn't have a net here. I think three nights in a row, no one was able to do it, so they were gone there, but nothing doing, I guess, so. That's about it. Everything quiet here, so we'll say God bless. It's 73, Zen 2, PFM clear.
All right, George. Yeah, it's a busy time of year for everybody. The end of August, vacations, and I just got back from mine late Sunday, and I didn't remember the net. By the time I thought of it, I was already half asleep. So, long day, and I've had pretty much nonstop work since I've gotten back, so I couldn't even do it last night. But we should be here. I'm doing it tonight and tomorrow night because Dan won't be here. He's out camping beyond the range. And anybody else wants to pick one up, you're always free to start the net yourself if you want. And all right, George, thanks. We'll catch up with you later. N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
N5AOW. Good evening, Jeff. Glad to be back, and you're right. If anyone has the capability, can pick it up and do the net. Run with it. So, with that, I'll tell you what. Had a fabulous vacation. Visit my nephew down in South Carolina. I hadn't seen him since he was born. Phenomenal family. Just vacation, really. So everything worked out good. We had a little incident on the way back with Shuri's car. We had a tractor trailer with a truck tire delaminate, and I had to eat that one. Came out from under, and we had no place to go. So, yeah, but anyway, it was drivable. I'll tell you what, there's Chevrolet for you. Anything else, I think, would have come apart in the whole front end, but it worked out good. So, with that, I'll tell you what, glad to be back and enjoying the temperature and everything up here. It was hot down there and humid, but they had air and we were comfortable. So, Jeff, you have a good evening. Everyone else on board. And 5AOW, back to net control.
Right there, Bill. I know how that goes. The tires, you know, they've been retreaded so many times. Sometimes they slide right off. Well, fortunately, that was all. You know, nobody was hurt or anything, and you're able to make it back okay. All right. Well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening, and we'll catch you later. KA2, that ends it. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff and everybody on board. And I'm glad to hear that M5AOW and Bob had a good vacation. That's good to hear. And not too much going on down here. We didn't get quite as warm as they thought. They were said we'd be pushing 90, but it did. It was the sun was under clouds and fog almost all morning long, so it didn't heat up as much as I thought it would. And actually, with a light breeze out there, it was very comfortable. So that's about it from down this way. 73 Sewall, KA2000.
KA2KVR.
Jack, well, thanks for checking in there, and it wasn't a bad day at all. I took a long walk up on the snowpack today, and it was nice. It was a nice evening. So, all right, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. N2KPR, Rich, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff, and everybody down the net. Honestly, it was a fairly quiet day, but not totally quiet like it is usually. My aide came over for a couple of hours, went shopping for me, did the laundry, cleaned the house, of course. Then I had a little peace and quiet for a while, then about 6:30 I headed downstairs to go play bingo and just got back up. And that was my whole day. Not much, it was a little interesting, but not much. And for the three, everybody, have a great night, great day tomorrow. Thanks for keeping up.
All right, Rich, well, thanks for checking in. Have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Agency? KD2AIC. Well, myself, I got this one in. I had my last physical therapy appointment for my foot. So it all seems to be all healed up now, and I did a real good job down there. No wonder why there's so many people down in there. It's a good place to go, and they seem to know what they're doing. So they did a lot. You know, they did a better job than the foot doctor did. Let's just put it that way. Anyway, we had to get back here to work, and a couple other errands to run around and do. And I'm hoping to finish up actually a little early for me tonight. And yeah, I'm kind of in the mood to kind of kick back and watch the TV after we had that. That's day Saturday, which actually I checked in there Saturday. We were up at camp there. We were having the father-son weekend there with the boys and a couple of their friends, well, three of their friends, and we got up at 5 o'clock in the morning and got breakfast in us, and then we got all packed up and backpacks all packed up, lunches made up, and We took a nice hike up to the Stone Dam Lake, which is about a little over 3 miles each way. Not too long, but, you know, rocky and, you know, up and down and over the roots and everything else. So it's a typical Adirondack trail, but it was nice this time of year, no bugs. And it was real cool in the morning. We had a good time. We had a good time. I think we got up there a little over 2 hours on the way up. And I think we were maybe an hour and a half or maybe a little longer on the way back, mostly down on the way back. And it was a good trip. We had a good time. And then we got back and we went swimming. And we did some target shooting, some skeet shooting. And we had a big cookout. We played cards till probably midnight. Let me tell you, I slept in that next day. the kids slept in, but I had a feeling they were more rested than I was anymore. Anyway, so that's about all I got three for. So we had a good week off there, and it was a lot of fun on the campus as it is every year. Alright, this is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KPI, the query?
Go ahead, Rich.
Stay with them here.
Hang on a second here. We got Rich in N5OW. So go ahead, Rich, and then we'll get the bill.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you went back to that lake, did you bring your fishing poles?
No, negative. We brought a camera. That was it.
Oh, boy. A lake that far back, I definitely would have brought a fishing pole. Definitely. It would have been good fishing back there. All right. Thank you. And 73
Ray and 73 KPR. Hi, Rich. I've been back in there before, and I've never caught anything in that lake. And I've never seen anything jump other than a beaver that's got a little, den up in there. And that was it. So a lodge, I guess you'd call it. Anyway, all right. Let's see. N5AOW Bill, what's going on?
N5AOW, good evening, Jeff, again. Yeah, I was just going to make a... Well, thank you for you covering me when I was gone. And really nice. That's great. Thank you. And if I can return the favor, I'd be more than glad to. Took a ride around the lake tonight. Got a little cool. Temperature was dropping down. There were four loons on the lake. We usually have a pair and an odd one. And tonight, there were four. There was one in the one cove, a pair of them, and one near the island. So we were quite impressed with that. But I haven't seen the heron since June. So I'm hoping that returns. Anyway, 73 to everyone. Have a good evening. And thanks again, Jeff, N5AOW.
No problem. It was basically kind of perfect timing. I was up there and I was able to do it. So, well, at least that one loon doesn't have to be the third wheel anymore. Jumps off the front. Then it can pair off on its own. So, all right. Thanks, Bill. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
KC2NBU.
KC2MBU Ray, good evening. What's up?
Oh, just got in from,
Okay. Well, yeah, this one's going long tonight. That's okay. I don't think one thing has happened all week, well, for the last 3 days, anyway. So, anyway, all right. Thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
N2WBX.
N2WBX, Dennis, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff. I just did a little bit of research here on my confuser, and in answer to that output question on Wi-Fi, I'm looking at the Intrepid Wikipedia here. And it says, and I quote, in general, the maximum amount of power that a Wi-Fi device can transmit is limited by local regulations such as FCC Part 15 in the U.S. Equivalent isotrope radiation. radiated power. Now, I checked that page out, and there's some god-awful formula that you have to use. But fortunately, it says further on in the sentence, in the European Union, it is limited to 20 decibels per meter, which is equivalent to about 100 milliwatts. So there you have it.
All right, well, VK3TFB is still with us there in Echolink. Does, between Bill and, between Pete and Dennis, does that answer your question?
Roger, Roger, I thank all for those who have showed me the error of looking through the internet. We looked at this before, and I couldn't make tails out of it. You know, it was measurements that like he was saying, he had to convert it over. But normally, you know, we're in a school now, and there's Wi-Fi now in every room, and this is a constant transmit signal that's up. And I don't know if they even shut it off. I just don't know. But 100 milliwatts constant for people in that classroom. And you know, and I'm thankful for the answer. I'm thankful for the amateurs there that brought me these answers. Both are correct, I guess. But can you survive this? You know, is a young child's going to be in a Wi-Fi 100 milliwatt transmit EMF field, you know, for maybe 6 hours or longer. Like to figure out what the human mind can accept, because your phone has a radiation power to it. And that's another thing, and that's another question. You know, how many fields in an office, or how many fields in a classroom are actively on, and do they add up? You know, do you add them up like you would have coins in the hand, 5 cents, 25 cents, 30 cents? Do they add up that way? Anyhow, back in net control, thanks for the answer, and that just gives me more questions. Indeed, a good evening to all. KA3TFB, back to net control.
Well, let's hope they're not cumulative. Well, my office is, if they were, I could probably just bring in an egg in here and it would cook. I got between the Bluetooth and the cell phone and two wireless routers I have in here, and each of the computers have their own wireless transmitters on the back. And not to mention the two different antennas here for the 2 meters. I'm sure I'm getting bombarded in here by all types of RF. But anyway. Oh, it's an interesting question, and it kind of reminds me of something I've been using online here. It's a pretty neat little tool for going back and relearning some of the things that you've forgotten, or math and other science and other subjects from school. It's called Khan Academy, K-H-A-N Academy, all one word, .org. And you can basically take... you know, free courses, it's all free, you can take free courses and relearn how to do, say, algebra or calculus or, you know, different science courses, English and all that, and it's things like that. When you get those formulas, you can't remember how to do those equations anymore. You know, I've been brushing up myself on old algebra and stuff that I've forgot how to do many years ago, and anyway, it comes in handy. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
N2WBX with a comment.
Go ahead, Dennis.
NBU with a comment.
All right, we'll start with Dennis first.
Raj, N2WBX, as an air traffic controller working with radar in the Air Force, they had warned us when we were in close proximity to the precision approach radar's antennas, that the high voltage will fry us. It will render us impotent and do a whole lot of other things. And that was the concept of the first microwave oven, which came out as the radar range by Amana. So I don't think it's a question of cumulative accretion of the radio energy. I think it's more a question of the amplitude rather than how much you can bear over a period of time. When you stop and think that I think your cell phone is putting out something like maybe a maximum of 2 or 3 watts.
Roger. Yeah, I've been seeing, I've been reading some of the material on it here lately with the cell phones, and nothing definitive yet, but they're they are starting to wonder if it's good to be carrying them around in your pockets all the time and this and that. But I guess time's only going to be the one to tell. Sometimes I think I've talked to people who swear they are have allergic reactions to electromagnetic frequencies, and I don't know. I'm not going to say that they're necessarily nuts or anything, but I tend to think that a lot of times you think you can think yourself into an allergy of things. But I could be wrong. I definitely could be wrong on that. All right, KC2MBU Ray, what's up?
First of all, cell phones now, all the digital cell phones now are under a watt. I'm sure of that. The old bag phones used to be 2 and 3 watts, sometimes 4, but that was analog, and they're all gone. The Lafayette walkie-talkie I had as a kid was 100 milliwatts, but no, that's not a lot, and I don't think it's cumulative, just like you said. Over.
Roger, while you were talking there, I just did a quick Google there, the average output for cellular phones, and they're up there 500 milliwatts, somewhere in there. So, yeah, that makes sense to think about it. Although up at my camp I have a cell phone booster, I have no idea what that kind of, I should look it up and see what kind of heat that's putting out, or what kind of power that's putting out on it. It's a Yagi antenna, and I use it to point to give me better range on the to the Hinckley tower. But I have to look that up. Look it up in the Wilson catalog. But anyway, the Wilson manual. All right. Thanks. Are there any other comments, queries, late check-ins? This is KD2AIT. All right. Well, it was a good net tonight. Informative. And always good to have a topic to kick around there back and forth. And, tell you, that's how you learn how this stuff works. So, all right. Well, I would like to thank Pete, Bill. Right now, where I know you just moved to a different spot there, a different location, working in a different spot there. So, you were in Warrendale. You're somewhere else now. And George, Bill up in Otter Lake, Jack, Rich here in Booneville, Ray, and Dennis. Will you say 73 to anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT Square.
Give you one more for the count, N2KKL.
N2KKL, Pauline. Good evening. You got anything to add to the net tonight?
Not Roger. Had a good day today. I hope y'all did too. So 73 N2KKL back to you, Jeff. Thanks again.
All right, Pauline. Well, thanks for checking in, and here's to some more nice days just like that. All right. I'm going to sign off here, and everybody have a good evening. We'll catch up with you guys by tomorrow. 82AIT.
Yeah, because I just got done with another net. So 73, everyone, and 2KKL going to another one. We'll catch you again.
Traffic and emergency net. Working for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations come out, please.
KC2NBU.
This is Andrew WBX. Good evening.
Okay, welcome and acknowledge. N2 KPR, hi Rich. KC2NBU, good evening Ray. N2 WBX, good evening Dennis. Thank you all for tuning in, much appreciated. Looking forward to any additional stations.
5AOW, good evening Jack.
And 5AOW, good evening Bob. Thank you for checking in, looking for any additional stations. Any other stations for our time? Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated folks. 7-3s to all, have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2 Z.